Because today's call is all about, are you ready to activate your most rewarding life path in just the next 30 days? How cool and exciting is that? We're going to find out how you can unlock your ascension in the ninth age of Earth, free your soul, reclaim your sovereignty, and activate your most rewarding life path in the next 30 days. We will be doing all kinds of interactive work in this call, so make sure you are fully present and turn off all kinds of distractions that I know all of us have in our lives these days, because this is going to be a call unlike others, I can promise you that. After doing these kinds of calls for almost 10 years, I really thought I had heard it all and there wasn't anything that was going to surprise me, but this did, and I'll tell you why, because when we learn from our special guest speaker, Susan Sinclair, about what meta-human souls means and how do you know if you are one, which I can tell you, since you're part of FHTJ, you probably are one, I was surprised to find out about my, when she did my reading, I was really surprised, but then I wasn't. It made a lot of sense, but in the beginning, I was surprised. So, this is going to be a really fun, exciting, and truly has the potential to be a life-changing call. Why? Because you're going to learn, again, what it means to be in the ninth age of Earth. What does that mean for you? And why the heck is it feeling so chaotic right now? How is that all connected? Discover five signs that you're actually a meta-human soul on a mission. What in the world does that mean, and what kind of meta-human soul are you? Find out why you need a soul arbiter to fully clear many harmful contracts and agendas that are blocking your ascension. Experience a process to safely access your own Akashic records for personal soul-level energy healing. Get a direct personal sense of your soul blueprint energies. Being directly downloaded into your system to change your future for the better. Discover two essential but rarely shared aspects of effective grounding in these turbulent times, and then feel the calm and stability immediately. Learn why timelines, including your personal timeline, are especially fluid right now, and what does that mean, and what to do to cleanse your timeline of needless pain and suffering. You'll find out specific ways that you can use to ascend into your personal best timeline. So I'm going to try to cover all of these topics, and it's not going to be easy because we're also going to be doing a lot of soul readings. They are so cool. If you guys got a chance to listen to the audio tracks that we included in our emails over the weekend, those are really amazing. They're custom. Everybody that got that reading was really surprised, but then it was like a lot of aha moments. I got my soul reading, and it was a big surprise to me, but it made a lot of sense. And that's what we're going to be doing for you guys today, and you're going to know why it's important to have this information. How can this really help you in moving forward fast, quickly, and without so much pain and suffering? This is really, really cool stuff, you guys. So a little bit about Susan Sinclair, and then we're going to jump right in. Susan Sinclair is the founder of Grace Flow Healing Arts. She often describes herself as a soul reader, Akashic adventurer, soul contract arbiter, and other world entity expert. Her mission is to assist planet Earth in ascension, one cleared soul and cleared space at a time. People come to Susan when they know they are more and life is more than what they've known so far. They want to cross a personal threshold to the path of their soul's true destiny and work in this world, but they feel mysteriously impeded from making that crossing and somehow not in command of their lives. The core issue that Susan reveals and heals, loss of their soul's sovereignty. Susan is devoted to helping people cross their threshold and reclaim their spiritual autonomy as sovereign souls. Under her spirited guidance, people discover the grace flow to free their souls, claim their purpose, and fully live the more that they came here to be, have, and accomplish. From her intensive studies of the work of Dolores Cannon and Michael Newton, along with her personal training under sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman, renowned energy healer Cindy Dale, Akashic Record scholar Dr. Linda Howe, and master energy mentor Jeffrey Allen, Susan developed her unique soul print reading skills, source point energy healing techniques, and profound spiritual mentoring practices. All right, let us welcome Susan to the show. I am so excited to have you with us, my dear.
Thank you, Adam. It's a genuine honor to be present with you today.
Well, it is also an honor for me to be sharing this space with you, Susan, because I know we're going to have a lot of really enlightening experiences with our callers today, so I'm super excited. But let me first set the stage with some of the, you know, vital information that everyone needs before we go into the readings. Oh, and I also want to remind everybody very quickly that we introduced Susan over the weekend, and she only had 30 sessions that were her 90-minute personal sessions at the introductory price. And we ran out of those on the first day. People got upset that they didn't get a chance to purchase on that price, so we've opened up another 30. All right, so don't miss out on that. You have the link in front of you guys. I'll announce it later. But just to give you a heads up, those are going to go fast, okay? All right, so Susan, I want to jump right in. What does it mean to be in the ninth age of Earth?
Well, that's a wonderful question. And again, this is some new awareness that's come through. And I was privileged to sit at the feet of someone who was relaying that as a channel, and I immediately understood the significance of what this meant and why this meant 2020 has felt so unexpected, chaotic, confusing, and even upsetting if you don't realize that it's the opening year of a new age of Earth. There are supposed to be 13 total ages in Earth's personal arc of her own ascension, and we consider Gaia a sentient being, a great planetary consciousness. We are her guests, and many of us who are metahumans are visitors here, and she's hosting us along her own arc of ascension, and we are on ours to complement and share that space with her. So she has dedicated herself to 13 ages of existence, each with its own unique tasks and outcomes. And over the first 8 ages of Earth, we came into periods of what most of us would understand are separation, where all of the qualities of duality, and Gaia was founded upon duality. This is one of her founding principles. Duality is what makes embodied life work on Earth. So just as a side note, I've got a real strong message from Gaia herself recently that says, please don't diss the duality. Please honor duality as the superb vehicle it is for understanding how souls come to make choices, to learn their preferences, to connect cause and effect, to understand contrast and continuum as the way energy and physicality works. We chose to be here as physical embodied beings because this is the most interesting place for our consciousness to rest. If there were something more interesting or beneficial, we'd be somewhere else. But we're here. We chose it because this was the most interesting and beneficial place for our souls to develop. And so in this ninth age, we have this unique opportunity of clearing all the debris from ages 1 through 8, where there were many opposing forces and beings who came in to interfere with benevolence as the dominant energy. That they have, they're invasive species. They have fed upon pain and fear and anger. And they have made sure that we pump out a lot of that because that's what nourishes them at our expense. In the ninth age of Earth, things start turning around again. Gaia put out a call for assistance, and metahumans, like many of you who are listening, answered that call and said, we're here to tip the balance back toward benevolence. Gaia wants a higher proportion of benevolence as her founding energy and dominant principle for ascension and soul growth. So we're here to reverse where things have gotten a bit skewed toward malevolence. We're here to tip the balance back. And these first moments, this is like moments. Remember, Gaia is on a vast time scale. And these are just moments. This whole year is like less than a breath to her. But it is very significant for those of us living here. When anything new begins, there's a lot of deconstruction that has to happen before reconstruction. And if you've ever watched
Almost like a detox.
It's like a detox. It is very much so. It's a wonderful analogy. And detox doesn't feel very pleasant while it's happening. And it's a lot of chaos and upheaval as your system and all of these vast systems, political, economic, social, cultural, shed the debris that was accumulated during ages 1 through 8, where we explored separation, power without love, love without power. Those are the two biggies that we can really feel here on Earth. We know all about love without power, how codependent and clingy and helpless it is. And we know all about power without love, how vicious and abusive and tyrannical that is. In the ninth age, we get to put them back together. What does loving power and empowered love look like, feel like, manifest in terms of social, political, and economic structures here? But for right now, we're in the very beginning, and there's a lot of deconstruction. There's a lot of debris. There's a lot of cleanup. And cleanup, like anything else, it often looks worse before it looks better. And what would help us all in these moments when we're really feeling in our personal lives that things changed, there's upheaval, there's uncertainty, there's inner confusion and outer confusion, is to pause and breathe and go inward to that stable core essence of your soul. And from that neutral space, just witness what's happening and ask, what is my next right action here now? As soon as you can focus on being present in your present moment, you will know what to do next, and it will be the absolute best thing you can do. And one step at a time, each best step at a time, you build your own future, and you send out this radiant energy of ascension to everyone else who's open to receive it. So if we each do our part, we reduce the chaos. We reduce the amount of linear time we've got to be in chaos and discomfort and accelerate the reconstruction process of the Earth that we all envisioned before we came down, the Earth that Gaia wants to be and that we would love to live on.
Beautiful. I love that. And thank you for explaining this because, I mean, the chaos this year has just been unprecedented. On a personal level, on a collective level, I mean, nobody has been spared. And those of us that are empaths have really taken a beating because we're feeling all that is to be felt. And I know people with really strong boundaries that are even really grounded. And maybe that's one of the topics today is better ways to ground. That, I mean, I can tell you from talking to different people that even the most grounded have felt that heaviness and the chaos, and it's been rocking people. And from what I gather, from what I've heard, and also intuitively, and of course Mars going into retrograde for pretty much the rest of the year, there's some pretty significant stuff coming up still. We're not done. This year is, I mean, you know, buckle your seatbelt. It's about to get stronger. And of course we have the elections coming up too in the U.S. and that's going to be a lot of chaotic energy. I can feel it happening already. So very cool information. And I agree with you that a lot of times when major purification, you know, before major transformation, guaranteed you're going to go through major purification. It's going to happen. That's what we've been feeling. That's what we've been going through. And purification doesn't look very organized or very pretty. You know, it's chaotic. It's crazy. It can knock you down. It can bring a lot of us down to our knees. It's that's how it's meant to be. But I love what you're saying, that we can collapse that time. We can shorten that time of chaos so that we can move to the next level. I'm excited. One part of that is really understanding what meta-human souls, what does it mean? How do you know if you are one? So let's talk about that. I think that's very critical information.
Yes, especially right now, because this is the time when that we chose to be here, because one of the hallmarks of the metahuman soul, one of the five big tells of a metahuman, is that we've been called from elsewhere to be of a larger type of service to Earth. Just in contrast, a standard human soul, and they are delightful and they're meant to be here. Earth was created to house standard human souls and to teach them the very basic elements of cause and effect, choice and outcome. And so their missions are fairly personal in scope. Often it is to learn how to choose a career, to learn how to relate lovingly to others, to find a suitable partner and raise a family. These very basic and yet vital missions are what a standard human soul chooses to engage in. And that can be challenging enough, especially when a soul is younger. That's enough to deal with. When you're a metahuman, you've come from some place beyond Earth with a larger mission. And many times a metahuman will be aware that there's something greater they're meant to contribute, but they're also keenly aware that they're not sure what it is. And that friction.
Very accurate.
I know I'm here for more, but what is it is really a hallmark that you simply need to clear some of the interference that's blocking your soul's messages from getting to you and putting you on that path of the greater service. So that's one of the top tells. Another top tell is, and just about your personal mission as a metahuman, it may be so far outside the box of typical human aspirations or endeavors that, yeah, you have to really discern that you're not going to be doing what regular humans do, and to let go of any sense of judgment or concern that it looks that different. I personally had no clue as a child. People said, you don't have any idea who you want to be. You don't have any purpose. And when I realized what I was here for, which is to be a soul reader and an oracle, that didn't exist in my family's awareness or context. I had no information that would even put that on my radar. Mm. So no, of course, I didn't know what I wanted to be. It just didn't exist in my awareness. And that may be true for many other metahumans. They don't know because it's simply never been part of their context. But when you listen to your soul, it becomes part of your context. Many metahumans are criticized for being too sensitive to other people's feelings, to upsetting events, or even to foods or environmental triggers like chemicals or perfumes. A lot of metahumans deal with allergies, with autoimmune issues, with, struggling with the big feels of the world. As you said, most empaths are metahumans. A third tell, and that's often the one that's been lifelong, is they just always feel a little different from everyone around them. They know they're different, and other people know they're different too, and that can often mean that a metahuman has felt very isolated or lonely, that they don't feel able to share, and sometimes they don't even understand for themselves who they really are. They're a mystery to themselves as well as the people around them. Another important tell is they have a very unusual perspective on human problems and situations. And it's so different that people either would think you're really wise or you're unbelievably naive, or you're just crazy. But that difference in perspective is exactly the medicine that our culture and our planet needs. We need people who see it differently, because we cannot solve the problems at the same level of consciousness they were created. That means we need new energy,
yes,
new infusion, new perspectives, and the metahuman brings them from all these beautiful realms that they source them. So the final tell that can help you discern what kind of metahuman you are is that you're irresistibly
drawn. So can I quickly
yeah.
Can I quickly just comment that I checked all five, check. I've had awareness of all five at some level from a very young age. Knew acutely that I did not fit in. I was different. The loneliness was there. The way I saw things were so different. I've been called crazy, and I've been called incredibly wise from a very young age. And I've been told by many that I need to change because I'm too sensitive, I'm too emotional, all of that stuff, very true for me. And I honestly thought that everybody was like me, that maybe they just felt things like me but didn't show it. And then it was at a much later age that I realized, no, actually people don't feel the way I feel, and they don't think and think the way I think. And then there was acute loneliness, of course, and then I found FHTJ and this wonderful community and realized most people here are the same way. So that was awesome. And guys, on the webcast, if you also relate to this, please let me know. I want to see how many of you are connecting to this, because this was like check. All five for me were so spot on. And yes, not everybody thinks and feels this way. Okay. All right. So your next point was, how do you know what kind you are? Is that what you were going to talk about?
Right. Yeah. This little tell that helps you begin to focus on which realm did you come from. And these seem you can say, why does that connect? It will come clear when you realize what realm you came from. So many metahumans have a sort of irresistible or inexplicable draw to one or more of these situations. Nature. You really can't cope if you can't get outside regularly. So that's one thing you might be irresistibly drawn to, and you just can't fight it. The past. Old things. Historical periods. You maybe just like reenact, you love historical reenactments, historical dramas. A certain period of history holds fascination for you. And maybe ancient spiritual traditions or philosophies. So that might be something that you're irresistibly drawn to. Another thing is this idea that you need to help or comfort or even rescue those in distress, whether it's animals or humans or other living things. This call to aid and comfort. Or finally, one thing, this has been the hardest thing to define, but what I've been able to distill it down to is this dedication, this drive to achieving the extraordinary through the powers of the mind and or current or innovative technology. So one or more of these four areas helps you learn where did you come from.
Again, almost all of these. So I'm really drawn not to the first one. I can be without nature. I just have to see it. Like I want to be surrounded by beautiful views, but I don't have to physically be in nature. But the rest of it all. Yes.
And that just helps you learn, okay, when you say no to something, it's like, okay, that's not your realm. And that's absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. But whatever you said yes to is like, I am bringing an energy from that realm, and that's a part of my soul print, what I call the soul blueprint and the fingerprint, your unique identifying energy.
Wow. So we have a lot of comments. They're just pouring in. Yes, this resonates with me. This was spot on for me and from a very young age as well.
Mm.
People are talking about labels they've been given. Yep. So a lot of people just really connecting with this. I'm so glad, you guys, because for me, you know, like what Susan was saying,
a lot of times it's been such a mystery, you know. It's like, why do I have to be so different? Why do I feel like this? And then who's going to help me figure me out? How can I figure myself out? And so having information like this, you don't have to go through all those trials and errors. If someone can just read and tell you, man, it is makes it so much easier. So cool. All right. So the next question I want to ask you is that you said that timelines are very fluid right now. And this is very, very important to know, and really how to harness that information to unlock the most powerful ascension path of this ninth age.
Yes, it's one of the most important, almost like hidden powers that humans kind of had switched off for a while. And there are higher beings, the founders and other supervising beings for the planet and this and the many, many souls who incarnate here. And they were beginning to see a pattern of abuse of power. And so they realized we need to limit the powers that humans have access to until they are spiritually mature enough to exercise these powers responsibly. And one of these is the ability to look at time, both linear and nonlinear, and begin to take a little more charge of how your timeline unfolds. This can be a process that I would advise some teaching on before you would engage in it yourself. So I guess I want to give people the general principles here, and I'm definitely going to be working with people in our group immersion processes and in the one-on-ones that I do to go deeper, to get personal with it, because if you're metahuman, standard rules don't apply to you, and also you need to be very cognizant of what this means for you personally. What a fairy soul would do with their timeline would be different from what an extraterrestrial soul might do. And we need to be mindful of what's appropriate and useful and beneficial, not only for you personally, because that's where humans get a little short-sighted and a little egocentric. They want to make their timeline easy for them. And that I can understand, especially right now, that's like a cry. Please, let's make it easier. And how can we do that responsibly? In a way that benefits not only us, but everyone else involved. Your timeline's not some independent piece of information. It intersects with many, many, many other souls. So every change you make affects a lot of other people. And that's why we want to do some teaching on it and practice with some small scale things so that you're not creating monumental difficulties for yourself and others. And this, I'd also want to caution, you don't get to force or push things. Things unfold much less gracefully if you're forcing or pushing a small personal desired outcome. In other words, I want a job and I want it now. And yet there's some things that need to shift in your own consciousness so that you're aware of a good job for you, something that wouldn't even cross your radar until you learn something new. You can only find that something new at a certain point in linear time when it shows up. And so if you force the timing, you end up creating tangles, more tangles in the timeline. So to be responsible is number one, and to be mindful that you're affecting not just yourself but everyone else. With those caveats, with that sense of wise use of power, the greatest thing you can hold in mind is clarity on your heart's desires. What do you most desire for this next phase, this next, or even your lifetime? What do you want to look back on your life and say with satisfaction, this happened and this happened and this happened? You get very clear on your desires, and then you've noticed too that the energies are turbulent. It's almost like wild, wild energies, chaotic, unformed, and can be beneficial, not beneficial, irrelevant or relevant. And out of this sea of chaotic energies, we direct and focus the energies to align along your most favorable timeline, the one where these things happen gracefully, easily, and expediently. So that you can also follow the energy rising and falling on a specific event. For example, a lot of people lately are wanting to sell their homes or move elsewhere. You can in a meditative state, look at the timeline for listing this house, and you'll see, where does the energy rise? Where is there more support for this to happen? A week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? And where you sense that spike in the energy, you say, aha, 2 weeks from now, I'm going to list the house. And it will have the most support to reach the right buyer. So that's how practical it can be to work with timelines and energy. And you're mostly observing where it's going, and you line up with it, and you clear the irrelevant energies out of the way. It's like the prow of a ship. You find your North Star, which is your heart's desire. You set the prow of your ship to deflect anything that's not relevant or beneficial, and you move along the line of least resistance to the outcome.
Love it. Beautiful. Makes so much sense. I love that. And I know that some people are probably really excited because they have the natural ability to see energies and tune. So if you learn how to tune into that, how powerful would that be? That is so cool. And what I love is that this is something you learn to do in your own life. You could do it for others, but this will be makes you independent of needing to talk to a seer or somebody else like that. That is so cool.
Exactly.
All right, so one last question for now, and then we're going to start taking some callers, because you guys are going to see how powerful this information is when she does your reading. And it's amazing. It's like magical. As she's reading you and she's telling you, you will feel a lot of stuff begin to shift, because that information just does something to your energy. It's really powerful. Just so you guys know, the only readings we will do is on the phone. If you've submitted a request on the webcast, we'll send it to Susan after the call, and we'll request an email reply. But on the call right now, we're just going to be taking live callers, so you have to be on the phone line, call in, and then press star 2 so that you can be placed in the queue. All right. What is a soul arbiter, and why would you need one?
That is a great question. And I'd like to just insert momentarily, before we begin reading for people, I had promised that we would be opening their records. And so I would like to take everyone on the group through that process, obviously, so that their records are open in order for me to read them.
And
clearly.
You let them know, if we can let them know, what does it mean, opening the records, and that healing actually begins to take place as the records are open. So if you could do that, please.
Okay. So we can talk about the role of the soul arbiter sort of as we go. I can explain what that means even while I'm reading for people. But the Akashic records are all of your soul stories from all of your lifetimes that you've ever lived. They are recorded. Your thoughts, words, and deeds are all recorded, lovingly kept as reference and as fuel for your soul, reference for your soul. The records are a sacred space that exists at the fifth dimension and higher. This is why we need to alter our consciousness to be present in the records and to allow the records energy, which is completely benevolent. You have Akashic guides, masters, teachers, and loved ones who are guiding your soul through your lifetime in this unique energetic space. So when we open your records, we begin to download specific healing energies that can retune your body, that can reframe your perspective on your past, that can actually begin to reshape your future for the better. These energies are potent, but they're very gentle, and they will be calibrated specifically for you. So when your system has had its optimal share, the Akashic pipeline will close down, and you will just get to integrate and process things as gracefully as possible. My goal is not to put people into a big state of detox, but to infuse their systems with what they actually need right now to start making the changes in them and around them that move them into their better future, that move them onto that timeline that would be for their greatest good and most satisfaction here. So to open the Akashic records, there are many processes. And I learned one process that is very effective. And then I learned another that I recognize is innate to every human being. You don't need to learn a prayer or go through a ritual. It's within your own energy system. The pathway to your own records lies within your own system. And that is the safest way, especially if this process is new to you, the safest way to move into the space of your own Akashic records, the soul library, this sacred space where you can receive very deep and potent healing and guidance. It's through your own energy system. So I'd like to walk us through a gentle process that, first of all, recalibrates your energy system so that your pathway is clear into the records, to experience the energy of the records very personally, and then just let it run in the background for as long as your system is open to receive it. And it's going to be individual how long that lasts for each person. And we'll find out. You may or may not know exactly how many minutes that is, but it will be right for you. So at this moment, I'd like to have you settle your body in a comfortable position. And if you're in a place where you can let your eyes drift closed, let that happen. And I'm helping you now to ground your energy through your feet and the base of your spine into the dimension and elements of Earth that are most supportive for you right now, so that you're anchored and safe in your body. Let your attention now rest in the center of your head, this neutral space, and then drift up and back to the back of your head. Become aware of a point, a part of yourself, this energy that's your soul. It's emerging into your awareness right now. Just welcome it in. This is the part of your energy that can travel beyond your body. Let that part of your energy, of your soul, gently rise up out of the head and rest just above the back of your head at the soul star or shaman chakra. This is your personal portal to all other realms and dimensions your soul can access. And it is innate to your energy system. Therefore, the safest and most natural way for your soul to travel anywhere, but especially to your own Akashic records. I'd invite you to pause and get a sense of, what does this chakra feel like, look like, sound like to you? How does your energy system perceive this chakra? We're going to do an upgrade right now to extend your energetic bandwidth and make this portal more efficient and even more secure, especially for entering your own Akashic records. So we're going to shift the color of this chakra. It's normally black, and that has served people well. In the upgrade of these times, the optimum color for this chakra is silver. So notice now how it shifts easily and gracefully to silver. It might be a darker or lighter shade of silver. It may include other shimmers of color along with the silver. Just notice, it has been custom calibrated now to be optimized for what you need to explore in the other worlds, and most especially in your records. Notice right now, just take a very brief moment to take a breath and notice, what does your body do in response to that shift? How do you feel? Just acknowledge it, whatever it is, and now return your attention to that chakra and observe that there is a doorway at the center. Allow it to open to your gaze or your touch. It responds to your energy signature only. This is what makes it secure. Step through the doorway. Find yourself in what looks like a corridor or maybe a small room. There may be doors that you notice along it, leading off of it. We now require that all doors be closed except one. The doorway to your personal space in the Akashic area, or your personal records. Notice that doorway beckoning you and move toward it. When you reach it, open that too. Again, setting it for your unique energy signature. And step through that doorway. Take two or three breaths to simply be in these unique high vibration Akashic energies. This is your spirit home realm in a certain way. And this will anchor you to your unique soul print home realms. It is a safe space to be. Allow some gentle and non-conscious clearing and recalibration to be activated for you now. And I'm calling in my clearing collective to attend now to any non-beneficial energies or entity attachments that can be released without you knowing any more about it than that you choose to release it. Say an inward yes to whatever you're ready to release, and the clearing collective will attend to it completely and finally for you. And now that you have a sense of what it feels like to both shed energy and receive energy in this beautiful, sacred space of your own Akashic records, it's time to turn back around and step back through that doorway. And now, if you wish, and you need to give conscious consent to this, you may say a yes, if you wish, to direct that this doorway remains slightly opened, that your records remain a little open, to continue sending these Akashic energies as custom downloads and infusions, attuning you to a broader set of divine frequencies to stabilize, support, and nourish your system in your daily life as an embodied being. Ask how long that doorway is meant to be open for now, and just direct the door to close at the appointed time, whatever that would be for you, 5 minutes, the duration of the call, or beyond. Allow whatever it is to be just right for you. Now you're ready to return down that hallway. And let it be a bit playful. Let yourself skip or hop or fly or glide down that hallway back to your soul star door. Give yourself an inner smile as you realize you've opened something powerful for yourself that you can now access at will. Exit, walk back through the doorway and close it behind you. And now let your awareness gently return to the center of your head as you become fully present in your body again. Take a few breaths and notice what you feel as you maybe wiggle a little and settle and reground. Get present, realize that things are a little different now. Acknowledge that and welcome it. Embrace those new shifts, the new energies, and what you let go of. Say bye-bye and welcome to what's new. And now come back into the present moment. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And you may take a few more breaths to really be here.
That was a beautiful, beautiful process. I loved it. Just loved it. Thank you so much. And you know what we're going to do? I just thought about it. If you're serious about going to the next level, you guys, whichever package you guys buy, package A or B, we will gift you a copy of this process. We'll just give you that track so that you can use this for amazing healing, beautiful energy. Just feels so much lighter now. Like literally I left tons of suitcases, you know, that I was carrying.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Very, very cool.
I'm so delighted. Yeah. Yes, this is the sort of thing you might want to return to. And remember, with the recording, you can pause it. Take the time you want to be in the records. So pause the recording and then return to it when you've soaked up what you want to soak up. So this lets you customize it even further, and that's a wonderful gift. Erin, thank you for doing that.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, because I just thought about it. I'm like, people should have this. And it'll just be the track so that you don't have to listen to a two-hour call and then find it and then pause it there. It'll just be that track. So awesome. Cool. All right. So, wow, we have about 50 people that raised their hand. So let's start doing some fun readings. Pick a number for me, please, Susan.
All right. Number 5.
Number 5 is area code 416, Toronto.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
There.
Oh, yeah, I got picked. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. What's your name, dear?
Alexis.
Hi, Alexis. Cool.
Hi, Alexis.
Yeah, that was an amazing process. Yeah, I they told me you'd be open for another 2 months.
Fabulous.
So,
wow.
Do you tell me what you see, or should I ask a question, or?
That's a great question in and of itself. So in order to look into your records with your consent and read your soul energy, from each caller, I'm going to want your name, which you gave your name, your birth date, and also the city you're calling from, and you gave that. So what is your birth date, Alexis?
September 25th.
Of the year?
Oh, it's your birthday in 4 days.
Yeah. Yes. Happy almost birthday.
Yeah.
1970. Happy almost birthday.
Thank you. 1973. And I'm calling from Toronto.
Beautiful. Okay. What that does is anchor this embodiment, this timeline, this version of you, so that I'm reading who you are here. You are one of those souls who's running multiple embodiments, and that's why it's very important for me to lock into this one. So, Alexis, there's just a playfulness about you. There's a sort of vivaciousness. And what I'm getting, there are 4 realms that souls can come from primarily to be embodied here. And I get a lot of fae energy from you. So if you are someone who resonates with nature, animals, crystals, minerals, all those beings of nature, that's a clue as to which aspect of the fae you most resonate with, because they're all of those.
I'm obsessed with crystals, obsessed.
So crystal and mineral energy, the crystal and mineral kingdom, these are conscious beings too. And the fact that you resonate with them, let's tune in and say and see. Okay, so in the fairy realm, you were a crystal healer. You were a magnificent crystal healer. You had this unique ability to actually enter into the crystals and channel that energy to heal people. And so here, that's part of what you're meant to do too. You don't actually get to physically enter the crystals the way as a fairy you could. You could actually literally get inside the crystal and absorb it. But by handling the crystals or gazing at them, you can get very similar effects. And then you transmit that energy to the people you work with. So yes, you have very high tolerance for crystal energy. And you also have this sense of play where you don't really, I mean, the heaviness and the sorrow and the grief of the earth plane are something you came here to alleviate. You're like, what is up with these humans? Why are they so sad all the time? And then you came down here and you found out why. And you took on some experiences for your life. This was a choice where you began to understand why humans can get enmeshed in grief and sorrow, because you've had some tough hits that brought that up for you. And you mastering your own pathway through grief back to joy is, you know, again, like Aram's group is from heartache to joy. That is a journey that every soul needs to learn. And you had to learn it very personally so that you could have more compassion for humans and so that you could be of the greatest service to them, because you are an emissary of joy. And that is such a vital energy here. And it may be one that you haven't even fully unlocked in yourself to say, I'm here to spread joy. But you are.
Mm. I got goosebumps. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So this is about you finding all your ways home to joy through whatever other emotions are present, and finding work that gives you joy, finding relationships that give you joy, because then you can radiate it. And where that doesn't, where that's not the case, drop it. Drop it without a backward glance and move into what does give you joy.
Thank you so much.
We need more emissaries of joy. How can she move more into that, Susan? What do you recommend?
A beautiful question. And what I would, if she wanted to go deeper into that, I work with every person's soul type and the specific processes that help them get their joy back, because all of us are here to radiate joy from these different angles and perspectives. And ET joy is very different from Fae joy, but it's vital. So package A would allow you to experience all the different bandwidths of joy that you can access and then to tailor them to you. So that's where I recommend really immersing yourself in the group processes, because they will release these bondings or the bindings that you have to sorrow, to grief, to despair, or even to shame and self-reproach. When you release those bindings, then the space is open for joy to come in instead.
I will definitely buy your package. Yes, thank you so much. So I'll see you on the group calls. Thank you.
Oh, yes. What fun.
Beautiful.
Thank you for contributing.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And you know, the way Alexis said, thank you, Alexis, by the way, that she had goosebumps. Wait till you guys hear more of these readings, because each is going to be so unique, so different. And I'd love to see if someone else has the blueprint I had, because when Susan read me, she told me something that I was really surprised, because first of all, I don't even know of many people that know of this being, which is the jinn. And when she said, well, were you aware that you have some jinn energy? I was just like, what? First of all, how do you know about the jinn? Because the jinn is specific mostly, or as far as I know, only exclusively to the Islamic culture. And it's very commonly known here in this culture, but not in other cultures. And so when she told me, well, you have some jinn energy, it was a big surprise. And then it made sense, because I've always been very interested in learning everything I had to learn about the jinn. And then Susan told me, well, typically, as you probably know, they're supposed to be kind of mischievous and malevolent, but there are some of them that are benevolent. And you would benefit a lot. And that is the next step of my transition, to actually align with some of those benevolent jinn beings. And I was like, oh my God, this makes so much sense, because once I realized that most of them are malevolent, I have always made sure that I had very strong boundaries so that they couldn't attach or attack. So that was so intriguing and interesting. So everybody's reading is going to be so cool and very different. So I'm super excited. Okay, let's move on to the next person. Give me another number, please.
22.
All right. Number 22 is area code 805.
Hello.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Who is this? You have to
this
say your name, dear.
This is Colleen.
Hi, Colleen. Okay. And we're going to need your date of birth and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Aurora Grande, California, and my date of birth is 4/24/54.
Great.
April 24th, 1954. Cool.
Beautiful. Okay. They've got you. They've got it locked in. So, Colleen, let me just tune into your energy. There are some veils around your energy. And if you've, you know, you're from a generation close to mine. And women from that generation had to veil themselves a lot to be hidden, to be safe, to blend in a little better. And I'm just going to ask, are you willing to let some of those veils drop so that you can be seen?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there's some stuff, there's subconscious ones. You've done a lot of conscious work on being more present, more visible, but there's always stuff running under our radar and there's always more to release. So those are gone. And what I'm seeing is a very radiant wise one. So wise ones are a form of human who started off as homegrown human, but they spent lifetime after lifetime exploring the esoteric and mystical arts. They have a rich treasure trove of past lives. And they also have a lot of baggage from those past lives that they got the word. If you come down here now and help, we can fix some of that for you. And so Wise One said, okay, I'm going to come down and I'm going to update and upgrade some of this wisdom from the past to make it accessible and useful again now. So if you've been drawn to certain types of spirituality or certain periods of time in history, either really drawn or really repelled, when there's strong feelings, there's a link there. So I just was going to ask, is there any of that that feels really true for you?
It's all true.
Wonderful. So the wise ones are sometimes the savviest of the four realms because they've done the human gig so many times that they're really at ease with it. You can put on the human suit really easily. But they also get weary and cynical and a little tired of the same old coming up in human life. So if that's true for you, just I'd love you to have some gentle amusement about that and say, of course, it's kind of wearing to see how slow the progress is. And I'm here to accelerate that. So whatever type of esoteric or mystical work you're drawn to, dive in and make it new again, is what I'm hearing to say. Make it new again. And I really advise you to do some past life clearing because there's still some old stuff that there's a deep fear around that needs to go because you're meant to play bigger here than you have let yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
And so, yes, a clearing would be really useful for you. You may be able to do some of that for yourself. But this is where I would just introduce the idea of a soul arbiter. Wise ones have made agreements with many other types of beings, and they're sovereign too. And if you made those agreements and didn't get a chance to clear them before you ended that lifetime, those agreements still hold, and those beings have long memories, and they're not always very kind ones. A soul arbiter can go in and establish neutral ground and negotiate acceptable terms for all these agreements to be closed down for everyone's mutual benefit. And so you are left in peace and these other beings go in peace and you are free of a lot of stuff that has subconsciously weighed you down and limited you. It's because it's on the soul level and because it's agreements with these other world beings from other lifetimes, you need specialized attention to get those things cleared away. So that's what I'd recommend for you. And that would be involve a personal time with me or someone else you trust. This is specialized work, and some of these beings require real finesse in negotiations. And I'm very fortunate. I have this lengthy, lengthy soul history and lots of connections. So every negotiation I've entered into has turned out satisfactory for everyone.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yes.
You need a soul attorney, basically.
So it would be a privilege to
cool.
work with you, Colleen. I would love that. So just check in with yourself and see what feels right and go from there.
Well, I will.
How do you feel, Colleen?
I feel empowered. I feel chilled. I feel tears. Thank you.
Mm.
Yes.
Because that mystery is getting solved, right? It's like you're getting answers that you didn't have. So cool.
Yeah. And I am so in such a full body goosebumps like I've never had before.
Wow. Yep.
Wow.
I did too. Very, very cool. All right, Colleen, thank you so much, my dear. Very excited for you.
Thank you.
Hope that you... sorry, I muted you already. I hope you take Susan up on her offer because she is absolutely amazing, amazing. All right, let's go to the next person because we have a lot of people, and I know we started late on the reading, so I'm going to give it a little bit more time, and then we're going to talk about the offer so you guys can all make your decisions because, like I said, those one-on-one sessions, we had limited number at this price, and then it's going to go up. So, all right, so let's move on. Give me another number, please.
Just pausing here because there are a lot of great potentials. 49.
All right. Okay. Area code 503. You are on.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. Yay. This is Kristen. Hello.
Hi,
Kristen.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Thank you. Okay. So, yeah, January 30th. 1967, and Bend, Oregon.
Okay. Now, this is odd, but they're asking me, how do you spell your first name?
K-R-I-S-T-E-N.
E-N. Okay, because oddly enough, that spelling matters. I don't ask unless I need to, so thank you. Okay, got it. And Kristen, you have a very gentle, almost delicate energy. You're a blend, and it's a similar blend to myself, but because we're all unique vibrational beings, we blend it differently. You are a blend of angel and fairy. The angel soul has come to rescue, to help, to serve, to comfort humans. They love humans. They feel for humans. Empaths often have angelic energy because they want to really witness the human condition from a place of tremendous compassion and to change things for the better. They want people to stop suffering, so they really want to help. The fairy energy is this profound connection to the natural world, to the forces of nature. And so you wanted to blend those energies, and what I kind of get is, because the angels must say have a very different approach to being human and to human rules. This is one of the key indicators of the metahuman soul, is how do you feel about human rules? And angels say rules are made to be kept. Angels are naturally rather obedient. They respect rules. They respect authority. The fae are the exact opposite. Rules are made to be broken or bent. And there's been human rules, most of them are really stupid. So there's this almost flippant, playful energy from the fae that say, well, what can we get away with? And the angel is like, no, we need to be respectful and honor authority. And so if you've got that going on in you, please recognize that's just one of the things you brought in to balance and integrate those two polarities. What do you do with human rules? Honor what's worth honoring. And change what isn't. Be aware that some of these rules are not useful, are not based in truth, are not divinely inspired, and you have carte blanche to change those rules for yourself and also for others. So I'm just going to check in. How is that setting with you?
That makes a lot of sense. I've got, the fae part that's just like, well, that's stupid. And which is kind of a vague comment, and then like you say, like, well, wait a minute, I should be a little bit more careful, but the faith's pretty strong and just like, no, that's just really a bad idea and we're not going to do it that way. So I can really relate to what you're saying, and also about the energetic sensitivity has been, I know it's a gift and it's also a challenge at times, so that's been something I work on a lot.
Yes, and that's what I get, is you, this the angels tend to kind of lose themselves in the human suffering rather than hold their sovereignty so they have the power to change the situation. And this is where love and power got separated in their understanding. So for you, it's about putting love and power back together again and saying, how can I serve from a place of empowered love? How do I hold my boundaries to give everyone else permission to be who they are and to give myself for permission to be who I am, and that all that gets in is what I consciously allow that benefits me? So boundaries like that are going to serve you really well. That is something I explore in some detail in the group process, because pretty much every metahuman needs to reconfigure their boundaries. There's something that's not working. And I'm here to make those boundaries work, because that's what holds your sovereignty so you can do what you came here to do.
That's
the one thing for you, Kristen, is build a better boundary. you will be much more able to do what you want to do here.
Okay, that makes sense. Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kristen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Bye.
Thank you, Kristen.
All right, let's do one more. We'll do one more call and then about the offer. All right, so give me one more number, please.
All right, 9.
Number 9 is area code 480. You are on.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hello.
Here?
This is Pamela, and I am in Phoenix.
Oh, we can't hear you well, honey.
Oh, just a
Hello?
Second. Let me see if I can. Yeah, can you hear me better now?
I can.
Can you hear me now? Okay, great. This is Pamela, and I'm in Phoenix, and it is 12:04:55.
Thank you, Pamela.
All
right.
Thank you so much.
So you're one of those that's susceptible to having a lot of, to the energy of a lot of different versions from you and a lot of different timelines. So we're going to just align everything. It's like all these pieces of you from different mirrors, we need to line up behind this current embodied version of you. And
mm-hmm.
that brings things into greater focus. Thank you for allowing that. So you are a very interesting blend of Wise One and ET. So the extraterrestrial energy allows you to see things from a very different perspective. And the past life history here is you connected with these interstellar beings during one of your human lifetimes. And so you're primarily human, but you folded in this ET energy and said, I like this even better than just being human. So let's have it both. Let's have both of these. And so they literally grafted in wherever this home world is, these souls, these beings literally grafted in signature qualities of their energy into your own. And there's places where that graft has like seams in your soul energy where things maybe haven't quite completely meshed. And you may feel that as some sort of inexplicable like inner conflicts or some even glitches in your own energy system. Sometimes when this energy, misalignment happens, you might have trouble with dreams. You might feel super porous sometimes and super blocked other times. And it's like your system doesn't work evenly. It stops and starts. It spurts. It ebbs and flows in ways that aren't necessarily useful to you. So that's what I'm getting. How does that feel to you?
Some of it resonates.
Okay.
Some of it doesn't seem like that I can really identify with, but you know, something that I could observe and notice as, you know, as I go within and see how if some of those things, you know, show up.
Right. And some of that, because it's run under the conscious radar, it may seem a little jarring or unexpected. But you've done a great job of blending this being wise about being human with having a very unique perspective on things. And if you feel that sometimes you're rather detached and you
mm-hmm.
don't really get other people or they don't get you, then that's the ET energy.
Well, that resonates.
And it may actually be the dominant part of your energy. You may actually have said, I want to tip further into the ET.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's
that makes
great.
Sense.
It's actually very useful. It's important to recognize that you did come from human origins and this energy has been grafted in. And this is unique about you, Pamela, and I'm always excited when I see this. You're one of those who's actually switching realms. You are moving out of the Wise One and into the ET more fully. I've had people do that, and you can. It's just energy. And what energy mm-hmm. is your soul choosing to be? So you're choosing to be ET. Cool.
Fascinating.
And that's going to be fabulous. Yeah, delightful and really enriching. I think the glitches are from where some of the human parts may resist the shift. Mm-hmm. And that's just something, like you said, to go within and access what's resisting this shift and what is the most loving way to tend to it.
Okay.
Beautiful.
That makes sense.
And how can she further this journey of shifting? How can she do this transition more, you know, gracefully and with ease?
Right. That's a tremendously good question. And the process we did about entering your Akashic records, explore that further, because that's where you can literally make those changes of saying we need to release this energy more fully and call in this other. If group processes or a private session with me would greatly facilitate it, because I can walk alongside you and discern immediately, oh, this needs to go. Oh, that needs to stay. This needs to be evolved. It doesn't need to go. It just needs to evolve. Mm. So the clarity of knowing what to do with the remainder of the human energies is something that can come with time and something that would come with mentoring a little quicker.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Love this stuff. Awesome.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
I know there are tons of questions on the webcast. I'll get to those in a minute. And now, once we go over the packages, I know you will have questions. So if you guys do, just send them in the webcast, okay? Let's go ahead and look at these offers, because they're really fantastic. Unlike anything you have seen, I have really not seen this. This is really amazing stuff. And this is information that is, of course, unique. And then these packages Susan has put together exclusively for our FHTJ community, because we are filled with metahumans. And as metahumans, you know, we're all feeling the call. This is the time we're, like, getting so restless, because we're hearing the call loud and clear. And we got to move on. We got to get this stuff done. So, all right, let's go to this page, which is orderjoy2020.com/ascension. I'll go over it slowly. orderjoy2020.com/ascension, ascension. Or press the special offer button, which you have on the webcast, or it will be provided on the replay as well. You can also go back to any of our emails. It should contain that link. So this is unlocking your ascension in the ninth age of Earth. Free your soul, reclaim your sovereignty, and activate your most rewarding life path in 30 days. That's the cool stuff. This is in 30 days. And, of course, the gift of really getting to know who you are, removing the mystery, really understanding, and perhaps, you know, coming fully to terms with who you truly are, instead of feeling guilty about being different. This is just so cool. So let's go ahead. Susan, if you want to go through this and describe the offer, that would be great.
Okay. So the founding principle of all these offers is the reclaiming of your soul's sovereignty, because as I was just downloaded, this ascension process has challenges. Earth is very challenging right now, and the only thing that will make it easier is for you to be in your sovereignty. It is the only thing that will make this easier. And that's what I've designed these packages to do, is to help you step completely and fully into your sovereignty as a meta-human soul on a mission, a vital mission, to bring Earth into a more benevolent state. So the first offering, package A, is the Unlocking Ascension Group Immersion Experience, along with a couple of tools. Discover Your Soul Print Quiz, which allows you to determine who you are as a soul, what realms you came from, you may be more than one, and a special report that really details the journey from before your human life to into your human life, and then back to the home realm where you get the support you need as a metahuman soul. It includes a guided audio journey just for that, to go back to your home realm. So that's a special gift. There are four live sessions. These group calls are by Zoom, so you get video and audio. They will be recorded, so you can attend live or at your convenience. I know there's all different time zones, and the recording and the replays, just like this call now, the recordings and replays hold all the energy, and they've already been recalibrated for you. Wherever and whenever you listen, you will receive what's meant for you. So each session is going to involve a different process of unlocking your ascension. The first one is discovering your soul print, where we really get clear, what kind of metahuman are you? What are your unique challenges as that kind of soul? What are your unique strengths and gifts as that kind of soul? What do you need to do to bring that power into your earth life? And that's what we spend our 75 minutes is discovering all of this for each of us. So I will go in depth with teaching and downloads and some fresh downloads. Every time is a little different. The second one, when you realize who you are and what your challenges are, the second phase is to free yourself.
I want to just interrupt you really quickly that you said if people had questions, you would guide them on that if they aren't able to do it themselves.
Exactly. That I'm going, if the quiz and the books that leave you with questions, that's what the Facebook group and the live sessions are about. I will have Q&A live on those sessions, and I will take Q&A written, and I often do a special recorded Q&A in between our session meetings. So your questions will be addressed personally by me during the immersion experience. After every session, I'll do a separate Q&A. So we may answer it on the live session, but you might think of the question afterwards, right? I'm a big one for thinking of things afterwards, and I want to honor that. So you send me your questions, and I'll create a special recording that addresses all the questions the group has had about each session in the week, in the time between our group immersions. So the session number two is about freeing your soul. Once you realize what your challenges are, what's stuck to you, all the stuck energies and the baggage that has not gone until now, I include two processes of clearing in session number two to free your soul. The first is releasing up to 10 types of energetic interference, karma, ancestral issues, past life traumas, all kinds of energetic bindings, spirit attachments. We go back to the source point of all of those and clear everything that's ready to go that you don't need to pay any more attention to. The only stuff that stays is what you still need to pay attention to. And that's where if you go for the additional live session with me, a private session, we tend to that stuff. And the other thing is the Akashic Record Redirect. That's a profoundly healing session because we're getting feeds from our past lives, and they're not always helpful. These are from old paradigm Earth, lots of pain and suffering still getting fed into our systems now. With the Akashic Record Redirect, we change the feed to what's most beneficial and empowering from our past life experiences instead of what was most painful and traumatizing. So that's a huge shift for most people that end up feeling immensely freer to be who they really are. The third session is Ground and Flow 2.0. Metahuman souls need new kinds of grounding. Personal energy mastery. Once you've cleaned your space, you want to keep it clean by grounding and moving the energies every day. You need special updated grounding processes, which is what I share in this session specifically, and how to access the cosmic flow, which is coming from your own personal spiritual reservoir. So it's going to be tuned to your soul print. It's going to be tuned to your specific energies. It's this inexhaustible reservoir of cosmic energy and information to inform and guide and empower you. And with ground, you can also learn how to ground other people around you to create calmer and more peaceful environments where you work and live and visit. You can share grounding cords with anyone, and I'll show you how. And that settles things down. Stability is the antidote to chaos. And grounding is what helps you create stability in your daily life. The final session is about beautiful, bountiful energy boundaries. Metahumans are sensitives, and they need to find ways to be safe in the world and express themselves. So these are very basic. This is where we really get practical. Simple, basic practices that literally change the way people treat you instantly. It's been one of the great privileges to walk people through a full energy boundary makeover and then give you the tools to keep that up for yourself. My job is not, is to give you the tools, equip you to Matt, to take it from here so that you are autonomous. I'm not here to create dependence on me as a guru. I'm a guide and a mentor, a healer and a teacher. And once you learn what to do, you can take it from there. That's why this will unlock things for you. In the 30 days that we go through these group processes, you will be in a different state of being and on a different timeline. That's what I can really promise you. You'll be on a different timeline, and you'll be much more at ease in being a metahuman, in knowing why you're here, the big picture of your purpose, and you'll understand what steps to take on the physical plane to fulfill it. So that's what Package A is about, is this powerful group immersion experience. With Package B, you will get the added focused, intense healing energy of a 90-minute session. I don't do 90-minute sessions, generally speaking, but I agree to do them for this particular group of metahumans because you've got some big stuff to clean up and I'm here to help. So we're going to get in deep and personal. What is in your soul print that needs to be cleaned up? Beyond what the group sessions could address, this is for you personally. And it may also be for your home or for some loved ones. We can go a little bit beyond possibly what's about you into what's around you and clear and cleanse and give you wisdom and healing that's very profoundly tailored to you. This is in your Akashic records, so you got the chance to step into them, but we're going to deep dive into your records. You get to bathe in the Akashic energies for 90 full minutes with me, and we'll see all the good that can be done. The thing that happens with Package A and B is also this membership in a private Facebook group. I get downloads from Spirit all the time, and I'll just pop them into the Facebook group. I may also do Facebook Lives that are just for the Facebook group members, apart from the Zoom meetings and the group immersions. So I want to offer a rich, robust, changing experience. It's a transformation in 30 days that puts you on the path of your ascension. And I want to put every resource that Spirit gives me to share with you. So the Facebook group is invaluable. Even if you don't like Facebook, I would ask you to consider temporary membership just so you get everything that's going to be in that group. So that's the spectrum. You also get a free bonus audio. That's one of the things I most enjoyed making was making peace with your mind and ego. There are so many perspectives about the human mind and the ego, and many of them are adversarial. We want to transcend the mind. We want to kill or squash or destroy the ego. And it's like, but, no. What if the mind and ego are absolutely essential ingredients to being embodied here, and you learn to make them your allies, your friends, the support that they're meant to be for your soul, so that you really are mind and body and soul working together? So making peace with the mind and ego is one of the offerings I'm most pleased to share with this metahuman community. It's going to put you in a very different place in being a human here.
Very good. Thank you. So, you guys have the information. You have Package A, which is at $147, which is really an incredible value. Because if that's all you can afford, that's what Susan wanted to price it at, so that you can get maximum benefit, really get all the information that we've been talking about, and more, way, way more. And that will be enough. If that's going to be what you get, then Package A will be enough. You'll get all of that support and information. But there are people, I understand, people like myself, that want to just get done stuff quicker with the assistance of Susan in a customized session. Then that is Package B for you. With a slight upgrade, currently at $197, I don't know how many packages are left. Some people asked how long are these prices good for. As soon as we sell out of those 30, it's going to the next price, which was meant to be today, but we honored some of
our listeners that weren't able to make it on the first day, we raised the prices, and then we got a lot of complaints that, what, this is not even Sunday yet, and prices went up. That's because the packages were sold. So we decided, okay, we'll honor that. We requested, and Susan honored it, and that's very generous. We're very grateful, but please know those prices will go up because they were just supposed to be introductory prices. And still, even at that $247, when it goes up, it's still a steal. I mean, you're getting all of the stuff in Package A, which is a very, very robust package. In 30 days, your life could be completely different. So $147 is a steal. But if you wanted more, a 90-minute session is with a slight upgrade. So whichever package is the one that you resonate with, that's the one you should go with. And just know that these are just, this is incredible information, not available anywhere else. I have not seen this anywhere else. All right, so there are a couple of questions that I want to address. Colleen said, I tried to buy package B, the link did not work. I will send this to customer service right now, and they'll get in touch with you. And because this is time-stamped, we will honor that price, even if it's later on. All right. And then what time of day are the four Zoom sessions, and are they audio or video?
Okay, great question. I have set the Zoom sessions to be Fridays at noon Pacific time for me, and they will be video. We will have both the audio and video versions available for download afterwards, so you can choose your modality, but they will be video sessions, and they will be at noon on Fridays, October 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. And please remember, if that's not a time that is easy or comfortable for you, you can get the replays. You will have the recorded version to listen at your convenience or watch at your convenience and keep. I'm letting you keep those sessions.
All right, great. So the next question is from Kristen. You did the reading for Kristen earlier. And she just said, I forgot to ask, what would the packages help me with, and can you recommend one of them, one or the other?
Okay, yeah, for Kristen, I'm hearing package A really will be sufficient because the boundary issue is the one that I picked up on the most, and that group session on beautiful, bountiful boundaries will really change things for Kristen and for anyone else who has thought,
yeah,
I thought I had good boundaries, but they seem to be a little extra porous right now. We're talking about some upgrades to boundary awareness that are going to make an immediate change in how you are treated,
yeah,
by others, and in how you can respond to others. So, yeah, package A would give Kristen everything she needs.
Awesome, awesome. So if you guys still have questions, make sure you send them on the webcast. I'll keep checking. And the link again is orderjoy2020.com/ascension. This will be a really, really fun package, and I will most likely join you guys. Maybe I won't be live, but I'll listen to the replays, and we'll just have a lot of fun. This will be really great. I also need to learn how to incorporate those energies more in my life. So going back to our live callers, let's pick another number, please.
Okay, what is the range of numbers now?
We are now at 45, so not a lot has changed. There's still 45 people waiting.
Okay. Yeah, I just needed, thank you. I just wanted to get the range in my head. Number three
is area code 520. You are on.
Oh, my gosh. Hello.
Hi. What's your name, honey?
This is Cindy. This is Cindy.
Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Yes, Cindy. Hello. This
so
been,
how has the call been so
call?
Far?
This has
yeah,
been
isn't it
very
exciting?
My gosh, I got goosebumps hearing every one of these calls. This has just been amazing. So I am in
well,
Vail,
let's find out
Arizona.
About you.
And my birth date is September 7th, 67.
Okay. And we had some little audio overlap, so would you spell your first name for me and remind me the city?
Oh, sure. Okay, this is Cynthia. I go by Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y. I'm in Vail, V-A-I-L, Arizona.
Thank you. Great.
And my birthday. Okay. Got that. Okay.
Yes, we got. Thank you. I want to make sure all the pieces were there. Thank you. And the name Cynthia was important because sometimes the full name is what anchors you into your record. So I appreciate that information. So, Cindy, there's just a little smile on my face when I look at your energy. And you're someone who's done some blending. You're a really old, wise, experienced soul, but you're not originally from Earth. When I look and I say, where did she come from, first and foremost? They point to a galaxy far beyond what we can see with our telescopes.
Ooh,
we wouldn't even know the name of it, so there's no point saying it. There's no human reference for it, but it's there. And that's where your soul first started taking physical form, was on that place, one of the planets in that galaxy. You called it home. And it has some similarities to Earth. You walked through a long history with those beings, and then you said, then you realized you had other options. You said, I'm going to go some other places. So you went some other places. And you picked up some different, really interesting energies along the way. So you are sort of a blended ET. And then when you came to Earth, because you're really eclectic in your approach, you said, well, let me bring on some of this stuff, too. This is kind of interesting stuff. What shall I claim here? So home realm is really ET. You have a little bit of trans-dimensional energy in that you actually hopped into some other dimensions for other incarnations and you pulled in what you like from there. And then you said, okay, for Earth, what do I want? And so there's a sprinkling of wise one because you said, I really need all the savvy I can get to be human. This is really interesting and challenging. It's like you were an adventurous soul. And you wanted to up your challenge level. It's almost like Earth is a workout zone for you, where you're building your spiritual muscles, encountering some, what I get the word, thorny or knotty situations, and finding your way through them. You're like, there's a zest in how you approach challenges that most humans would benefit from approaching challenges with zest rather than dread. And you've got that in your energy. So thank you. You are contributing something truly unique here. And what I'd offer as advice is you can ratchet down the challenge level if you wish. There's something about you that's really overachieving, and there's enough challenge around right now that if you would like to defer some of your personal challenges for later, you have the full authority and permission to do so.
Amazing.
So this is where you could look at your life and say, what is really challenging to me personally that could be made easier? That's a great question to ask. What am I facing that could be easier? And you'll get some downloads and information. And say, please make it so. Make it easier. And they'll do that for you.
Mm. I just love that information. That was so beautiful. I have goosebumps all over. This has just been quite an amazing experience.
Oh, wonderful, Cindy. You're a genuinely amazing soul, as every metahuman is, but I just give special etheric high fives to the intergalactic travelers. It's like, whoa, you guys really went big. Thank you for doing that.
I've had a huge smile on
beautiful.
My face during the entire call. Thank you so much. This has been very lovely. Is there a package that you can recommend for me?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. Because your energy is really, everyone says unique, but yours is a really specific blend I would love to work with you personally if that's an option for you. So package B would be my number one recommendation, but if package A feels sufficient to you, just enjoy that.
Okay, I think package B shall be what we choose. Yes, this has been wonderful.
Oh,
thank you.
I look forward to connecting with you more deeply. The places will go.
Oh, I can't wait.
Please make sure you do it now, or at least email customer service. Make sure you get your package now because it's going to be $100 more later. So make sure you get it now, okay?
Will do.
All right.
Thank
Lots
you.
Of
and
love.
Many blessings to all.
Beautiful.
Lots
thank you. Thank you for being you. And so just wanted to let you all know that Gretchen did let me know that we have a handful of package B left at this price. And when I say handful, I literally mean like five or six, just depending on, she messaged me like 5 minutes ago. So it was six left at that time. So these are going to go fast. And then we will only have 30 packages at the next level, which is 227. And then it's going to go to its actual price, which is $297. We have to honor Susan and her time that she's going to be devoting to these, you know, 90-minute. I mean, these are really in-depth sessions. And she very kindly gave us a number of sessions at a discount, you know, these two discounted levels. So the actual price is $297. You're going to be able to get at much lower level right now in the next price after five sessions. So whenever you get it, just make sure that, you know, you get something, package A or B, whichever one, because I really want to see everyone get to that next level of their ascension. Okay, let me check Q&A, because there were some questions that I just sent to straight to customer service. Fernine says, yeah, there are a lot of questions like that where people are saying, I feel like I'm a mix. If you get picked on the call, great. We could, you know, Susan can do a reading quickly, or you can join her in package A and you'll get all your questions answered, okay? So there's another person, Kimberly, and she's saying, I'm really confused between package A or B. I'm not sure. Can Susan please tell me which package would be good for me?
And I appreciate that trust. So her name again?
Kimberly. And it says, yes, Spanitz. I don't know what that is. Spanitz. Maybe that's the city name. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But Kimberly.
All right. So let me just, first of all, remind everyone that you're a sovereign being, and I'm not going to be imposing upon your sovereignty and your right to choose. But when you're confused, both of these feel good, but you don't know which one feels yet better. So I'm going to just tune into your energy. And I get you really would benefit from a personal session with me. There's some deep stuff to explore here, Kimberly. Old stuff, a lot of interference, especially if you're feeling really blocked or you're really stuck in some painful pattern in your life. The group sessions will dig out a lot of it, but I do get a strong sense of it would be great if we could talk one-on-one. There's some other factors in your life. Your living situation actually needs some clearing, and I would only address that in a one-on-one.
Beautiful. And I also wanted to say that if you're confused right now, go ahead and get package A so that you get that before the offer is closed. And it will close, by the way. So make sure you get in with package A, because if you wanted to upgrade, you could always do that at a later date. As long as you have purchased and you are at least in package A, then you can always upgrade to B. However, you know, whatever the price is at that time, that would be the difference you would have to pay. So for you, my dear, because you already know, Kimberly, that you want to get package B since Susan recommended it, then right now is the best price.
And then there is Catherine, who said, wow, this last caller sounds just like me with some angelic energies thrown in. I really need to know how to defer some of the challenges. I'm a super sensitive empath, and I'm in overload. I already signed up for special offer B, so I can't wait. Thank you. Oh, that is so awesome. Love it, love it, love it.
Catherine, oh, me too.
Congratulations.
That'll be delightful. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It'll be an honor. It'll be an honor to work with you.
Awesome. So there's another question. They're so cute. I love this. This is from Annette. She's also asking you for a package advice. She said, this is from Annette, and she was born December 27, 1957.
So I get for you, Annette, that package A will be sufficient, that in the group calls, and we do, of course, have some individual interaction, that will give you what you need. And as, you know, Aram said, you can upgrade if you desire, but I just get the sense to start with A. A will work for you.
All right. Beautiful. Well, we're suddenly getting a lot of package questions, so I want to go ahead and honor that, because people want to decide while the price is still low, so I understand. This is from Nina from Vancouver, and she also would like advice on which package would be good for her.
Okay, Nina, Vancouver. I'd recommend B. There's something going on for you that's a little more complex as well, and there's it's deeper stuff, and you may want some personal tweaking on the processes that we do in the group. That can also be a reason to go for the personal session when you're saying this, you have deeper questions, or we need to really customize some of the processes I present. It's like, we need to make this work for you. And that's what I kind of get would happen for you. We need to make this work for you.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Dorothy is next. Again, same question. Dorothy is in Silver Spring. Her date of birth is November 24, 1942.
Okay, so I'm just pausing to really tune in. I'm feeling a great sense of, like, cosmic tenderness and affection. This is a really special soul, and she's had a rough journey. And what I get, again, for her, A, will be tremendously supportive. And also a really safe place for her to just kind of unwind and be permitted to be who she is. And I'll certainly offer the upgrade option to her later, but I just get that A is going to be such dramatic shifts for her as it is, that that's sufficient.
Beautiful. And I want to encourage you guys, I didn't want to take up any time reading the testimonial. On the page for each of her group sessions. I mean, they're incredible. And guys, these were done in the beta group. So these are very real. A lot of these people are community members. So they went through this, the sessions, the immersion experience, and they had just intense experiences and amazing shifts. So I just didn't want to read those. I'm assuming you guys will go ahead and read those. Some amazing stuff, feedback is there. So these do not discount the importance of Package A. I mean, I know that what happens in the industry, I know what happens on other summits. A lot of healers will bring up Package A's, which is not really a whole lot of stuff. It's just fluff. That's not the case on FHTJ. We really... I work with each and every one of these healers in designing the packages. So we want to make sure each level is packed full of value. It's, you know, Package A is not just fluff and the real stuff happens in Package B. No, either one of these is very powerful. So do not take this lightly. And because it's, you know, priced lower doesn't mean that the value is not immense. We're deliberately, we've been asking all of our healers, and we're so grateful that they have all agreed with me that, you know, because of the pandemic, people's finances are tighter, but the help required is much greater right now. So we've tuned up. We've beefed up the packages. There's more power. There's more work. There's more energy. There's more intensive work. There's a lot of support just at the beginner level, but we're really keeping the prices low. And this is a team effort for which we are so grateful to our healers, because they are really putting in more. They're offering more services, but at lower prices. It says volumes about their desire and their passion to help you guys. So make sure you take advantage of that, because they're really, really putting in a lot of effort. Next question is from Teresa. Same question. Which package for me, please? This is new territory to me. So she's Teresa, is in Lake Forest. Date of birth, June 27, 1957.
So in this case, I really do get a leaning towards package B. There's some personal stuff we need to go through that's going to go beyond what the group would cover. And she's got some very interesting energy snarls. Now, she may have some events in her past. And I'd say not just this past, but she's getting heavily influenced by painful past events. It's clouding her thinking. It's clouding her emotions. And sometimes we have to go in personally and just untangle that stuff in a personal, you know, one-on-one. So that's where I would really say package
Beautiful.
B. If you can do it, that'll be the biggest help possible.
Awesome. And I know that you guys probably will still have a lot of questions. So what we'll do is, if I don't get all of you answered, we'll ask Gretchen to open up a thread in the Facebook group and where you can ask these package questions. So you can take advantage of the lower prices, and Susan will answer those, okay? So we'll have that, you know, maybe allow a few hours for Susan to get some rest. It's a lot of energy to do these calls, believe me, when thousands of people are connecting with your energy field, and you feel that it's a lot of energy. So I don't know when the thread will go up, but look for that, and then she will start answering questions in there, okay? So Rhonda is next, same question, date of birth, June 8, 1970, from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. So Rhonda is tuning in. And when I'm assessing this, again, I'm looking strictly at the energy. I'm looking at this sort of from a meta level of awareness. So I won't tune into all the details, but for her, it's pretty evenly balanced. But I would say that, and see, I mean, it's like pretty evenly balanced. So what would tip it into choosing a personal session is really the question to ask. And is there something that would tip this into a personal session of genuine benefit? And I'm getting a yes on that. A personal session after the immersion experience is complete would be very valuable. There's going to be some stuff we need to tweak, and there's going to be some stuff we need to look at afterwards and say, what do we still need to pay attention to? So, yeah, B would be my top choice for Rhonda.
Awesome. All right, Gretchen just messaged that we are sold out of that initial price. Woohoo to all of those that got in. And it's still great. It's still awesome. It's just a slight upgrade at $227. But do remember, there's only 30 packages at this price, okay? All right, Lori from Pacifica, California, date of birth, August 21st, 1958.
Okay. I'm just tuning in, saying, and oddly enough, I'm hearing a yes for a package B for her, if that is doable. Again, she's got some really interesting energetic situations, and they're pretty intense. And that additional support would allow her to unload some of that stuff. Yeah, so package B.
Awesome. Great. Awesome. So I just got a comment. One of the comments is from Shelley. And Shelley says, I was a member of Susan's beta group, and it was a total game changer for me. Tremendous shifts in my life, and it led to working one-on-one with Susan. where I am now experiencing deep healing and clarity is coming in droves. I love that because clarity. Okay, I'm back. Susan.
Yes.
I get disconnected because I forget. I'm, you know, I have to call long distance using a direct line, but it only allows 60 minutes at a time. So I normally forget to call back and then I get disconnected. So I'm sorry.
Okay.
So thank you, Shelley, for writing in. I just wanted to say, Shelley, if you could please share your experiences. You said tremendous shifts in my life. If you want to share those in the Facebook group when we open the thread, that would be so cool because, you know, we want people to hear about your experience. And, you know, this is something I haven't said this in a long time. I know there are a lot of new listeners. This is something unique to FHT Day. We've been doing it for a couple of years now, that every new healer that we're introducing to our group, we not only test the services ourselves, the claims and everything, but then we request, we create, whenever we're helping create a package, we then test it on a beta group. And we see the results, and that's when we finally bring the healer to you guys. So we do a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Everybody that comes on these shows has been tested in on multiple levels to make sure that you, our listener, is protected. If you make an investment, that you can do that with knowing that FHTJ has already done, you know, 2-3 levels of testing and checking just to make sure that you are our highest priority and your investment is protected. So that was the beta group that Shelley's mentioning that, of course, Susan conducted for this group. So that's awesome. All right. Really quickly, next one, Victoria. She is from Tillsonburg, Ontario. Date of birth, March 3rd, 1974. And she says, I'm interested to know if this would be good for me, and if so, which package?
Okay. Yeah, that's a great question. So just pausing here to really get clear. And that's two different questions, so let's assess the first one. Is this an experience that would be genuinely and deeply beneficial to Victoria? So I'm getting a yes, this would be of genuine benefit and worth investing in. And then we say, which level? So A feels like the best option for Victoria.
Thank you. And then Lorica from Sweden wrote in. She said, I was also a member of the beta group. So cool you guys are on the call. I love it. That
yes.
is commitment.
Beautiful.
I was also a
thank
member
you.
Of the beta group. She said, yeah, thank you, Lorica. She said, wow, it was a life-changing experience. Some of my experiences are in the testimonials on the page. That is awesome, Lorica. And I would still encourage you guys that were in the beta group to go ahead and post in our Facebook group, not on the page, but in the group, whether it's on the on that thread or anywhere else, you're welcome to post. It's a completely different thing when people that know you and know you as a member of FHTJ community and you're posting about your experiences, that really helps people to actually make a decision. And I completely understand this because, I mean, times are tough right now. People are, they have to be discerning about choosing a financial, making a financial decision. I would encourage you to have discernment right now, especially when it, when we're talking about these esoteric realms and the energetic area, you know, but helping, hearing from others is a great way. For me especially, I like hearing from others, and especially if it's someone I recognize or from a group that I recognize, that really helps me to make my decision. And you guys, if you've already experienced amazing shifts or tremendous changes, like you guys said,
wouldn't you want that for others so that they can also experience the same? The next question is from, and I'm really sorry if I don't pronounce your name correctly. It is Vibhavi with a V. Date of birth, August 15, 1975. From Feldkirchen, Munich.
Oh,
did you get that, Susan? Were you able to get an energetic like, with Hiram's great pronunciation?
Would you be willing to spell the first name?
Yes, I would be very willing. V-A-I-B-H-A-V-I.
Oh, what a wonderful name. Okay. And yes, I'm not going to attempt that either. But yes, spelling it means I can visualize it. So that's all that matters. And so they're connecting and they're acknowledging her the situation, the circumstances, and a recommendation would be A, the group process is in A, and mixing, you know, meeting people from your same soul realm and just receiving the tremendous support in the process, very gentle and consistent. She's going to, this person, and of course I don't even want to specify a gender unless I knew, but this person is going to want the consistency of a weekly practice. Is going to help reset some of the thought patterns and the energy. So the group immersion will be really, truly beneficial, and that's all this one person will need.
Awesome. All right, very quickly, we don't have a lot of time left. Amanda from Moline, Illinois, package A or B question, date of birth, August 9th, 1955.
Okay. And Moline, a lot of my family is from Peoria, and I lived in Chicago and Rockford.
Cool.
So Illinois has got some tender places for me in my heart. So package A will be really useful for her, and that will be sufficient for what she needs to clear and heal.
Beautiful. And, of course, Ruth Jean. Hey, Ruth Jean, how are you? She wants to know which package from Las Vegas, July 10th, 1955.
Okay. Ruth Jean. Howdy, howdy. And so you can tell that I just really tune in and see which one is of the most benefit. And if she can swing B, I would say, yeah, there's some personal stuff there to work on that other healers. Again, it takes a village to heal a soul. And I have a particular set of bandwidths and energies and frequencies that can be just the ticket for stuff that hasn't resolved from other angles or approaches. And for her, that's what I'm getting. There's something unique about what I'm able to bring in that's really going to serve her.
Awesome.
So package
Thank
B,
you. And awesome, awesome. If I missed anybody, please make sure you write your question again. And this is, we're only addressing package questions at this time, even though we don't have more time left other than these one or two more that I'm going to announce. After that, I will just send the email to Susan. All right. So Annette said, thank you so much for explaining your qualifying process. This is awesome. Thank you so much, Annette. You guys are awesome and you totally deserve that. And, Kristen said, Kristen wrote again, and she said, I am so grateful. I had been praying and opened today's email in time to listen to the call. Then I got to go live on the call. How cool is that? Even though Susan said package A for me would be enough, I felt really excited to go deeper. Then my first patient had to cancel, so I was able to complete my purchase just a few minutes before the prices went up. I'm truly blessed, and I'm really excited for the program. Thank you. How cool, Kristen.
Oh.
See, when you're clear and you're committed, the universe starts conspiring in your favor, which is exactly what happened here. I love it. So cool.
Yes. That's practical magic.
Yeah. Yes, beautiful. Summer from Durham,
date of birth. So she says she goes by the name Jolanta, J-O-L-A-N-T-A.
Okay.
Although her birth name is Jolanta, but she goes by the name of Summer.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if I said it correctly. Maybe it's Jolanta, but I'm not sure. I apologize.
Right.
Date of birth is June 24, 1960.
I get an immediate hit for package B. There's something, I get some real fae energy there, and the issue with the fae is they can have a lot of curses or other bindings that really get in their way when they're trying to be human. So she's got some specific negotiations that I would want to undertake on her behalf. So if she can do B, that would be great.
So, I want to address this one last question, which a couple of people asked, and it was, what happens if you find out you buy the package and you're not a metahuman? Then what?
Ah, well,
is it still
going to
help them?
I was to say, the fact that you're drawn to it indicates you are a metahuman. Please don't worry about that. You are.
Yeah.
You are. I just needed to leave some room open
cool.
for the few humans who are like on the cusp of this level of ascension. But, yeah, frankly, you're interested at this point, you are a metahuman. Just it's a matter of which kind.
Awesome. Awesome. So a couple of people still left. I just please know what I'll do is I will leave the webcast open for about 15 more minutes, even after the call, because we are pretty much at the end of our time. So I see a couple of names, Gentry, Daisy. Marcella, you did not give us your date of birth, so I can't send you a question, honey, unless you give us your date of birth. And I'll send these in email to Susan. But after 10 minutes or 15 minutes, then you can find us on Facebook. We'll open up a thread for you guys where you can ask this package question. And in honor of Susan's time, please ask package questions only in that thread so that she can, because she will already be booked for sessions. She's been already getting requests for appointments since Saturday when we opened up this offer. So she's going to be, she's already probably in session. So let's have that respect of energetic space for her. Oh, my goodness. What an awesome. I knew we were going to have a lot of fun, and we did. This was just so cool, I really hope you guys, our listeners, I was so excited when I met Susan that, oh, my God, my community needs to hear this. This is very important information. It makes a lot of sense why many of us have been still feeling this weird, you know, weird energy and the chaos and all of that stuff. We've done so much work. This shouldn't be happening to us, but it was. Makes a lot of sense now, and this is just amazing information. So, Susan, can't thank you enough, my dear. This was such an honor to share this space with you today.
Thank you, and I was honored too. What wonderful metahumans you have in your community, and what a privilege it
they
was
are amazing.
To share the energy and the space
yes.
with all of you.
Yes, it was amazing, and I just want to honor each and every one of you again, because you guys truly are amazing. It is such an honor to serve you guys, because you're just, can you imagine the kind of energy that you are contributing to the world right now? When we sleep, when we're waking, every little shift that we're making in our energy, no matter what purpose it is for, you know, a personal life challenge right now, whatever it is, you guys now know it. You came here for a purpose, knowing that you were going to contribute to serving this planet in one way or another. And this is just part of that journey. So we're all in it together. Hang tight. This is going to get better. And once we look back, we're going to know why everything made sense perfectly. Everything, all the pieces will fit. And this, you know, all the tools are going to be provided, and this is one of them. This is one of those cutting-edge energetic technologies that is being made available because you said yes to serving in such a higher manner, that you're being gifted with such amazing tools and processes and guides.
like Susan. So grateful for you guys, for each and every one of you. Just know that every single one of you is cherished by us. Thank you so much. Lots and lots of love. Take care for now. Bye-bye.